From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have urged China to do more to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. Mr. Turnbull spoke at a news conference with Mr. Pence in Sydney today.
China has the greatest leverage over North Korea. There is no question about that. So I've made this point to Chinese leaders over a long period of time. In fact, before I was Prime Minister, it is self-evident that China has the opportunity, and we say the responsibility, to bring pressure to bear on North Korea to stop this reckless and dangerous trajectory.
And Vice President Pence added that all options remain on the table, but the U.S. is quietly confident that China will pressure North Korea on its weapons program. Meantime, there are reports of new activity at North Korea's missile test site. An overnight Taliban suicide raid on a major military base in northern Afghanistan left at least 135 people dead, mostly soldiers, in the deadliest attack on Afghan forces. That attack on the highly secured Afghan military facility has refueled criticism of the government's security measures and its policy in tackling the resurgent Taliban. Afghan security forces have suffered massive casualties since U.S.-led foreign combat troops left Afghanistan in 2014. A man was shot and killed during massive protests in the Venezuelan capital, making him the ninth person to be killed during protests in the country this month. Neighborhoods have had nearly daily and increasingly violent protests as the country slides deeper into economic crisis. Tens of thousands of Venezuelans have participated in the demonstrations to denounce what they consider an authoritarian government. This is VOA News.